The question is not necessarily whether you would vote against Trident, which you've made clear you would. The question is, if a Labour government depended on SNP votes to continue in power, and you lost that Trident vote from your perspective...
I'm sure you're familiar.
Let me finish the question, if you don't mind. The question, therefore, is, would you then bring down that Labour government?
I'm sure you're familiar with the terms of the Fixed Terms Parliament Act. You can beat minority governments in the House of Commons on policy issues, force them to change direction without necessarily bringing down the government.
Yeah, but if they lose a vote of confidence and there's no other government formed in 14 days, then it collapses.
If we could get support in the House of Commons, and I know there'll be a lot of Labour backbenchers who also don't want to see the renewal of Trident, then yes, we could force a different direction, and that would be a very, very good way of Scotland making its voice heard in the next Parliament.
The way to avoid this public horse trading like this is that, of course, we have an election on the 7th of May. You can avoid public horse trading. Of course you could.